Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Serpent Gate by Michael McGarrity, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 1998 by Michael McGarrity. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Mountain Air, New Mexico. The very name conjures up the clean air, the foothills, the gorgeous mountains of the Southwest. Some would say this is God's country. But even here, in this outwardly idyllic paradise, there are those who rob, rape, and murder. And now, Serpent Gate.
Chapter 1. Kevin Kearney sat in an unmarked state police car across a street from the Schaffer Hotel in Mountain Air, New Mexico, waiting for Robert Cordova to show up. Kearney had tracked Cordova to the state mental hospital in Las Vegas, only to discover that he had run off 2 days earlier. Cordova was a schizophrenic with a history of disappearing from the state hospital as soon as he was stabilized on medication. A hospital psychiatrist had told Kearney that Cordova had no permanent residence and usually went back to his hometown of Mountain Air after running off. Eventually, he'd show up at the health clinic in town looking for cigarette or coffee money, or he'd be found wandering the streets in a full-blown psychotic episode. Kearney had already checked for Cordova at the clinic. The secretary hadn't seen Robert, nor had the other locals Kearney spoke with. But everybody he questioned noted Cordova liked to hang out.